One of the things the web has done is to make it possible for people to come together around shared interests. Nowhere is that more evident than in the truly massive and ever-growing subculture of Harry Potter fans. A new documentary about the phenomenon is making the rounds of independent film festivals. It's called We Are Wizards. Filmmaker Josh Curry told Ann Strangechamps he got interested in the Harry Potter fan culture when he discovered there's a hugely popular underground music scene called Wizard Rock.
The first people we met were a group called Harry and the Potters that actually started in 2002, I believe. Through their popular music, they spawned a whole generation of new people who are doing that. And there's probably about 300 or 400 wizard rock bands out there right now, which is kind of incredible.
All you witches and wizards out there, are you ready to burn Voldemort's butt?
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, Harry and the Potters!
There's a band that dress like Harry Potter.
I guess I resembled Harry Potter a little bit. Wizard rock.
It's a genre now. Everybody's picking names.
We're Draco and the Malfoys.
I'm the Whomping Willow.
A lot of my friends were like, what are you doing? And we're like, we're going on tour. And they're like, why? Who wants to see you play?
Are these at all professional, or are they kind of high school kids playing rock in their garages?
Well, it definitely varies. It's from the very professional. I think Harry and the Potters and Draco and the Malfoys both are profiled in our film, We Are Wizards. Some of the best, you know, not only their group, but also as musicians, I think they're extraordinarily talented. But it does definitely range. Another set are the Hungarian Horntails, and they're two little guys, 7 years old and 4 years old, who started their band and kind of sang like a punk rockish type of music through the eyes of the Hungarian Horntails, which are the dragons in the Harry Potter world.
This is like a baby Partridge Family.
Yeah, that's what they said in the movie. That's kind of the way they envision themselves. Both of the parents have bands as well, and I think that they kind of all inspire each other. In a lot of ways, they kind of, the Hungarian Horntail family, which is, they call them the Horntail family, you know, they symbolize a lot of what Wizard Rock is about. It's about music, and it's about inspiration. It's about, you know, creating music, but also creating music within your peers and within your family structures and within your friends and doing what you feel like you can do.
What kind of things do the Wizard Rock bands sing about?
Well, it's all through the eyes of the characters. So if you take Draco and the Malfoys, they're Draco Malfoy in the books is the evil the opposite of Harry in the student world. And, you know, Draco and the Malfoys sing about how Harry Potter is a kind of a crappy kid and not very good and all this stuff.
My dad is rich and your dad is dead. My dad is rich and your dad is dead. Your dad's on his journey to the great beyond. When you're dueling, you might see him come out of someone else's wand. My dad is rich and your dad is dead.
Do these groups have a big fan base?
It's enormous, especially with some of the top players. You know, they're all on MySpace. That's generally how they're networked. And Harry and the Potters has maybe 100,000 plus friends, incredible networks. They go on tour. And, well, just as an example, part of the film shows the last book release. They played in Harvard Square, and they had 30,000 plus people at that show. So it's pretty big.
That's sort of unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We wanted the same rights that any fan should have. Apparently this letter campaign that Warner Brothers had started had been going on for months.
It makes you think that corporations have these sleeper agents in like trench coats and hats and they're just looking for people.
If you threaten one of us, you're going to threaten all of us. I orchestrated a worldwide boycott. Anything that was Harry Potter was off limits.
So besides the Wizard Rockers, what are some of the other ways Harry Potter fans are extending the books and making them their own?
Well, lots of things. You know, one of the characters in our movie, Heather Lawver, in 2001 started a group called Potter War, which was essentially, you know, after Warner Brothers had picked up the copyright in 2001 from J.K. Rowling, they started to, you know, shut down fan websites just to, you know, keep control of what was going on the internet. And she felt like this was an injustice. So she formed a group called Potter War, a global group that ultimately was a boycott on all Warner Brothers products. And ultimately, because of the resistance that they had going on, it was substantial and significant. They did enough financial damage and PR damage that Warner Brothers eventually started to, you know, change their tune a bit.
Give me an idea of what sort of online activities Warner Brothers was subjecting to. For instance, there's a guy you profile who created a website, Wizard People.
Yes, it was called Wizard People, Dear Readers. Actually, what it was he had taken the first film, Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone, and kind of just did an alternative soundtrack over it, just spoke over it while I played the movie. And essentially, it just started as a joke for his friends.
Out from the shadows of God knows what dimension steps the oldest wizard in the books, the near-dead Dumbledore. He is clearly a powerful beast and walks with dignity despite his age and attire.
Eventually, it started getting rented out at a local movie rental place in Austin, Texas, and then it got on the web, and then people started hearing it. It started playing at film festivals, New York and Chicago and L.A. It was playing everywhere. And then eventually, Warner Brothers said, okay, you know, enough's enough.
Sort of suggests that what we're witnessing with the Harry Potter fan culture is really the birth of a new kind of community. You know, that this is possible in a way it simply wasn't before.
Yeah, that's very true. Take, for example, which is not in our movie, but some people, it's definitely one of the popular things out there right now that has to do with Harry Potter. There's a thing called Potter Puppet Pals, which is primarily on YouTube. It's this younger guy, I think he's 19 now. He just made these little puppets and created these comedic pieces with the Harry Potter characters, and it's exploded on YouTube, and he's getting millions and millions of hits, and I'm not sure if he's being recognized or not, but you see that kind of thing happening all the time.
So much for all the parents who say, get off the computer.
Yeah, exactly.
And head out into the sun. Do something real.
Well, that's one of the things, too, that I think is special about the Harry Potter fan culture. Unlike some other cultures that have existed in the past, this isn't something that happens, you know, in your basement in front of your computer at all. This is empowering kids to not only create work, but then to also get out on stage and sing songs and be out there on the road and doing it, taking on tour. I think when you look at Hungarian horn tools who are 7 and 4 years old, you know, they'll play in front of 500 plus people at a show. You know, that is something that I never had an opportunity to experience. I probably wouldn't be able to do that now, you know, and let alone when I was 7 and 4. And these kids are doing it because of, you know, I don't want to use a cliche, but because of the power of the internet and all these things, I think people get inspired to go do that. And it's ultimately creating, an army of creative intellectuals that are about to explode into our social scene. Yeah.
Harry Potter said right into Ron's soul, you know what we are, baby. We are wizards. We are finally what we were always going to become. We are wizards, and the world better get ready, because I have just begun.
Josh Khoury talked with Anne Strangechamps about his new film, We Are Wizards.